And now, our weekly guide to what movie critics are saying about some of this weekend's new releases. Here's Slate's Ben Williams.
The week's first wide release is Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. It's directed by Peter Weir and stars Russell Crowe.
Viewing the world through your microscope is your prerogative. This is a ship of war, and I will grind whatever grist the mill requires in order to fulfill my duty.
Whatever the cost.
Whatever the cost.
Critics love this nautical war epic set in 1805. It brings out their inner salty sea dog. Oh, to be in England, when the seas were high, the seamen higher, and the enemy plundering Frenchmen, exults Slate's David Edelstein. The Onion enjoys how Crowe, as the commander of the HMS Surprise, looks like the hero in a Sergio Leone Western as he lords over a watery battlefield characterized by long, eerie silences and sudden bursts of action. Entertainment Weekly says Master and Commander captures something timeless in the characters of all men, but the Village Voice is less sentimental. It calls this a tasteful boys' life adventure with plenty of boys aboard to express their appreciation. Next is the decidedly less stately Looney Tunes, back in action.
So, what brings you to Las Vegas? You ran out of people to fire in L.A.?
You stole my duck.
Your duck? Bah! I belong to the world!
You know what? You can have him.
Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny star alongside Brendan Fraser, Jenna Elfman, and Steve Martin, and according to the New York Times, it's no contest. The animated characters come out on top. The Village Voice says director Joe Dante's masterstroke is to make the movie as visually and narratively unhinged as its source material. But the Chicago Tribune thinks Dante tends to pour more energy into movie references than storytelling. All the well-known Looney Tunes characters make appearances. Combined with lots of product placement, it makes the film feel like a mind-numbing, achingly postmodern advertisement for itself, says the Dallas Observer. In other words, it's morally corrupt, but your kids will love it. And finally this week is the unusual documentary Tupac Resurrection.
Everybody's past is what made their future. It's like about destiny. My mother was a Black Panther, and she was really involved in the movement.
Power! Power! Power to the people!
All of my roots to the struggle are real deep.
The gimmick of this biography, which splices together interviews and archival footage, is that the late rapper Tupac Shakur narrates from beyond the grave. It's a device that might not have worked with a less confessional star, says Entertainment Weekly, but Shakur leads us deep inside his divided nature. The Los Angeles Times' Kenneth Turan is surprised by the soft quality of his voice and the suppleness of his thoughts. Critics are divided on the film. While Rolling Stone thinks it catches Tupac in the act of discovering himself, Salon says it never calls Tupac on his baloney.
How long will they move it?
Slate's Ben Williams with today's summary judgment.
Thug life. Thug life.
How long will it shift for?